The Gone Nuts 101 race is on again this year. It's on in a couple of weeks' time, in fact, on the 5th of March. And joining me to tell us a bit more about it now is the race director, Michael Phillips. Good morning, Michael.
Martin, how are you?
Yeah, good. Now, I'm pleased to hear that, as in previous years, the race is oversubscribed, so it's too late for anyone to enter. Given the current circumstances with people not wanting to travel much and all this sort of social distancing and things like that, that's amazing.
Yeah, look, we're super happy. Look, we started with a bit of trepidation and we sort of wondered how it would all unfold. I guess, touch wood, we've been lucky so far. We do, surprisingly, have a reasonable number of interstate people coming across the race. I think it's somewhere around 170 people coming across. So, but again, we've had a huge support from the locals in Tassie, which is great.
So people are hearing this for the first time. The reason it's called the Gone Nuts 101, it's actually a 101-kilometre race, and you've got 50 kilometres and 25-kilometre versions as well. But the 101, I mean, it's an amazing feat for people to achieve. It's 2.5 marathons, and it's not all flat.
Yeah, look, it's we set it up as a challenge, and ever since we started, we've just been blown away by the performance of people out there and what they can achieve on this course. It's, you know, I think our last year's winner, or his three-time winner, he's looking about 9:40 for the 101 kilometres, which is just crazy.
And it starts with a run up the nut, of all things.
yeah, beautiful scenery, catch dawn on top of the nut. So it's a pretty daunting start, but it sort of doesn't get a lot easier from there.
How long has it been going for, Michael? I'm thinking maybe 5 or 6 years, or has it been?
Yeah, this is year six. So yep. It's unfolded well. The first race, we had a good response, and then it's just gradually built from there. And with a lot of support of all the landowners and local community, it's become a great fun time for the year.
Well, that's the thing too. It goes through places where people can't normally go because some of it's private property, and you've had great cooperation from those people. They understand what it does for the region. It brings a lot of people in.
Yeah, look, it's spot on, Martin. That's exactly how we're able to put this event on, with support of the landowners, and they just get behind it 100%. So, you know, we're so thankful that they can do that. And you also touched on the return to the community. It's really great. We're really pleased when we see people tell us their accommodation's booked out, or they're booked out for meals. That says good. We're on the right direction. So it's good fun.
We mentioned the nut, where it starts, of course, in Stanley. It finishes at Wynyard, hence the 101 kilometres. But the 25 and the 50K, the shorter versions, where do they start?
Yeah, so the 50-kilometre starts at the Rocky Cape Roadhouse and runs through to the finish line, which is at Wynyard Footy Ground. And the 25 starts at Boat Harbour. And a couple of years ago, we threw in a 75 event, which starts at Moorebanna, just so people, the big jump from the 50 to 100, if they wanted to try, they could do the 75. But they all finish at the Wynyard Footy Ground and pass through each transition as you get there.
So people that want to watch it, there's a few places obviously at the start and the finish, and maybe one or two in between?
Yep. Yeah, look, there is a lot of spectator points that are available. There's also quite a bit that's not just given the nature of the course, but, anywhere through Sisters Beach, Boat Harbour is a really good spot to see the runners come through, because they go straight through both them places. And earlier on, Eastern Inlet at Stanley and Mather's Road in Moorebanna is another good vantage point. So, yeah, there's plenty of spots to get to have a look at these guys and girls.
And as you mentioned, you're oversubscribed, so you've got a waiting list for cancellations. Now, if someone's hearing this for the first time and they're feeling inspired, or they go and check it out in a couple of weeks' time and they feel inspired, your advice would be to enter early.
Yeah, look, I guess it's a bit of a Tassie thing. We wait for the last minute to enter. So in saying that, it's been really good. Since we opened entries, we've got a really big influx and then it slowed down. But they're always that, I was going to do that and leave it to the last minute. We try to accommodate everyone, but obviously once the limits reach, it's difficult. So yeah, the earlier you get in, the easier it is.
And all the different distances actually finish at Wynyard, at the Wynyard Football Club ground, and it's a bit of a festive atmosphere there too, isn't it, at the finish?
Yeah, look, it's a great spot to be one of the, you know, we're the lucky ones. We've got heaps of volunteers that are out on course, but I'm one of the lucky ones that gets to be at the finish line and welcome people across the line, and just to see the energy and emotion of people reaching their achievements is, you know, really makes the day worthwhile. So it's a really great atmosphere at the Windy Footy Ground. Obviously, it's, you know, given the current times, we can't have, you know, big gatherings. So it's there for a short period and then it's gone, but that short period is really great.
Okay, now what time do you expect the leading runners to come in, Michael?
Well, in the 101, right, that starts at 6 o'clock in Stanley, so somewhere around 4 o'clock we should see our first runner. The 50-kilometre, last year we had a gentleman do it in four hours and three, so he thinks he can go in 4 hours this year, so about 10 o'clock there. Well, that starts at 6, and the boat harvest kicks away at 8:30, so the first runner probably, which will be 10:30 to 11 o'clock, so... Yeah.
Right, so there'll be a bit going on there through a late morning and most of the afternoon as well, by the sound of it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. From about 10:30 onwards, you know, we'll get most of our finishes probably between sort of 1 and 4 o'clock. So it's always a great spot to be, watch the energy happen.
That's a fantastic event, Michael. Congratulations on you know, getting a capacity field again. It's wonderful for the region, as we've mentioned. Good luck with it all in a couple of weeks' time, and thanks for your time this morning.
No, thank you, Martin. Appreciate the opportunity.